Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy One is insight. So this is a truth we have seen as you read through the Proverbs, like over and over and over again, especially at the very beginning, but then it keeps coming back up at different points in the book of Proverbs. And I think that's intentional. I know it's intentional. The Holy Spirit has inspired every word in the Bible, and it's all in its particular place for a purpose. And so it's good, I think, amidst all kinds of so helpful, practical sayings in the Bible about how to live wisely, to remember to step back and remember that the beginning point for wisdom is the fear of God. Like, wisdom flows from seeing God for who He is and responding to God appropriately. The knowledge of the Holy One, Proverbs 9:10 says, is insight. Like, this is the beginning. So wisdom starts with a God-centered view of the world. That is so key, because there is so much that passes for wisdom in the world that doesn't spring from this source, from a God-centeredness. Now, much of it is God's grace that He gives in different ways in a sinful world. But true wisdom starts with a God-centered view of the world. And if we are not careful, we will fall into the trap of thinking wisdom begins with a man-centered view of the world. That's the spring of worldly wisdom. That's the source from which worldly wisdom flows. Thinking, what is best for me? What works well for me? How can I make money? How can I get this? How can I do that? And again, it's not that all our questions are necessarily wrong in that, and all our planning is necessarily wrong. The problem is our starting point. Our starting point must be God-centered, not man-centered. So then the question about money, it's not how can I make the most money so that I could live it up in this world, so I could store up treasures on earth and experience all this world has to offer. Like, that's not wise. That is worldly wisdom, but it's not godly wisdom. Godly wisdom, though, may ask the question, how can I make money so that I can give generously, so that I can provide for my family according to Scripture, so that I can sacrificially make the glory of Christ known in a world of urgent spiritual and physical needs, so that I can use that money to store up treasures in heaven where moth and rust do not destroy and where thieves cannot break in and steal? Now we're talking godly wisdom, and the beginning of that is God-centeredness. So the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. So we pray, God, please help us to have a perspective of the world that centers around You, that starts with You, that starts with the fear and the knowledge of You. This is the beginning of wisdom, and we want it. So God, please teach us to fear Your name. Please help us to know You. I just think Jeremiah 9, 23 and 24, let him who boasts, boast not in his worldly riches or fame or honor or possessions or anything in this world. Let him who boasts, boast that he knows You. So God, may we know You. May our minds and our hearts be centered on You. May our motives be totally driven for Your glory in the world. And we pray for a fountain of wisdom to flow from our knowledge and fear of You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.